Hey, and welcome to the Healthy Fit Life podcast. I'm your host, Paul Hanton. Today, we'll be talking to Chad Austin, who is a personal trainer, author, and consistency coach. He is also the owner of Priority Fitness and has a best-selling book series, Make Fitness a Priority. Today, we'll be discussing how to fit fitness in your life when you're a busy professional. And if you're a fan of the show, please do remember to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And to leave a review if you enjoyed listening. So, let's get started. So, Chad, I appreciate you coming on the show. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Yeah. So maybe you could get started. Just tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started into fitness.
Absolutely. Well, I've been a personal trainer for about a little over 15 years now. I've been in fitness for 20. I've been a personal trainer up here in Kansas City for 15. So I started out, I kind of had a normal personal trainer journey where I started at a big gym at 24-Hour Fitness for several years. And then I became an independent contractor, worked at a small studio, then opened my own studio. And I've just kind of evolved from there. But as I've kind of grown, my main thing I do right now is I help busy professionals figure out how fitness fits in their life. As we go through all kinds of life changes and everything, we all kind of have phases where we get inconsistent, and I just help you kind of make it more of a long-term part of your life so you can improve your quality of life with fitness rather than just always trying to figure out how to get back in shape.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I have a similar target clientele, busy professionals. And one of the common theme I found, or common problem that my clients have, or potential clients have, is when they're working in an office environment 9 to 5, and they struggle with trying to also prioritize their fitness on top of their career or their work. So when it comes to trying to find ways to fit fitness and especially nutrition into your life when you're working in the office, busy with your career and your work, how can busy professionals find time to fit fitness into their life when they're also focused on their career?
Yeah. And so as we get busier and as we keep getting promoted, as we keep changing in our jobs, it gets harder and harder to make fitness a priority. And the main reason I think that is that we haven't readjusted to how fitness fits in our life after it changes. You know, so it's like before I got my first job and when I worked at 24-Hour Fitness, like when I first started as a personal trainer, I was, brand new to Kansas City. I lived right behind the gym.
Right.
And I knew nobody. And yeah. I was a brand new trainer at a gym that had 15 trainers already. So I was like, I had no clients. And so I worked out 2 hours a day, every day of the week. And I was in amazing shape. Right.
Right.
Flash forward 15 years as I've evolved in my career, and I'm married now. I was a single and didn't know anybody then. So I'm a trainer. I do online training. I speak, I write, I do all these things. There's no way I could fit that workout routine in my life right now. And if I tried to force it, it wouldn't stay in my life very long because it would just unbalance everything. You know, I wouldn't have enough time for my family, everything else. And right. So when you get started and you feel like you can't seem to stay consistent for very long, it's probably not because you're doing anything wrong. You don't like have a lack of willpower or anything like that. You're just trying to do too much. You're trying to do what doesn't fit in your life anymore. And so there's two questions I always have people start with. So if you feel like this is you, how can I make the most out of fitness? There's one question that's the most important one. It just, how does fitness fit in my life right now? That's the first thing you answer. So it's not, how does it fit in the past? See, we have this problem when we answer this simple question. It seems simple, right? How does fitness fit in my life right now? But what we do is why we can't seem to get started, because whenever we're ready to make a change and we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, we're ready to get started. Whatever we did when we were in the best shape of our life, or whatever we did when the last time we got great results, it's like, that's the bar. So whatever we did for our workouts, whatever we did for our nutrition, if we do less than that, it's not enough or something we should be ashamed of. And we have to throw that way of thinking out the window. Just because it's less doesn't mean it's less of a priority to you. It just means it fits different. So there's one golden rule if you want to be consistent and really improve your quality of life with fitness. What you do for fitness has to fit in your life. If it doesn't fit in your life, it won't be there very long.
Yeah. So let's dive into that, because I think you're absolutely right about making fitness fit into your life. So let's look at example of someone who is, you know, has a corporate job in the office, and they work, you know, they get to work at 8:30 and they leave at 5, and they still want to work out. They still want to make sure that they're eating healthy. How can someone in that position find a way to make fitness fit into their life when they're working throughout the day and then they have a wife and kids at home?
Yeah. And so the way you answer this question, how does fitness fit in your life right now? There's no wrong answer. The only way you can answer it wrong is to not be honest with yourself. And so normally when we get stuck on that, I'm too busy to work out. Like we keep like fitness, when we have a big change, fitness becomes a thing we're going to get to later. Like we're very right. good at adapting when it comes to our family, our career, our faith, right. all those things. Fitness becomes a thing we're going to get to later. And so when right. you're ready to make it work, you just same way you do when you, start something new with work or start something new with your family, just where you make yourself more accountable. You're going to look at your work schedule. You're going to look at your family schedule, all the commitments you have with your significant other, your kids, your parents, everything. Look at any other passion projects with your faith or with church, anything like that. Make sure, look at your life and then where does fitness fit? And then you have to be honest about it. And just know that every time you answer this question, it may be different. So normally if you're stuck and fitness doesn't seem to fit right now and you have a tough time doing it, there's been a change in your life probably within too long, whether it's good or bad. So you got fired, got promoted, got married, got divorced, moved, you know, whatever it could be, but your life is different now and you got to reestablish how fitness fits. Hmm. We naturally do that with our family, our faith, our career. We're terrible at doing it when it comes to our fitness. And so it could just be something as simple as your hours changed or your job got more stressful. And so say for the longest time, you were very committed at working out after you got done with work. And all of a sudden, it's like you're too exhausted to do it. You find yourself going less and less until you don't anymore. Well, it's not because you're not trying hard enough. It's probably because all of a sudden, if you don't have any more energy, it's because you used it all up at work. And so either you're busier at work, your job's more stressful, you have longer hours, something. And so you're setting yourself up to fail because you haven't adjusted. So you're trying to work out now when you have no energy. So you now have to figure out where's the best time for me to work out, and you have to reassess. But there's just simple things that you kind of, things we just easily overlook and the last thing we think about, but and we kind of try to put it on ourselves like we're doing something wrong, but it's not. We haven't adjusted to life's changes yet.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point is what you made of something changed in that individual's life. And so they have to make some sort of adjustment. I think a lot of people maybe struggle with that, making that adjustment. They try to kind of fight the current a little bit and they struggle and they quit. So how can someone, do they have to adjust their expectations about what's realistic or adjust their goal to get to that point?
Yeah. And we do have a tough time with that. And a lot of the reason is because of what we hear. We'll hear, you know, and social media is the worst for this because we'll see everybody else's highlight reel and everyone right. else having judgment. Like I hate the fitness saying that I don't have time is the grown up version of the dog ate my homework, because you're making it one size fits all. You have right. no idea what that means. I mean, just because right. you're busier doesn't mean you have to cram the same hard work and workout you did before. Maybe that's not realistic right. anymore. And so you have to be realistic and know that the consistency is most important. And so there's no wrong way to answer the question. You just have to be honest with yourself, but also know that this is scalable. And so if you haven't been consistent at all, I mean, I would try to start smaller and get consistent and then try to add more if you feel like you can. And I mean, it could be you have no energy right now. And so it seems harder because you've been off track for too long and been out of routine for so long. And when you have no energy, you know, exercise and eating healthier, getting consistent is going to give you energy and then you can do more. So I would start knowing that you can scale up, start smaller and get consistent.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I completely agree with the consistency aspect. I think that's one of the first things that if anyone should look at what in any stage of their fitness journey is to work on consistency first and then build up from there. But you mentioned scaling up. And so I wanted to go into that a little more detail to maybe break that down in terms of what that looks like specifically for someone to scale up from where they were. So going back to our example of someone who works in the office from you know, 8:30 and then get home at 5. And, you know, at one point in time, they're working out 5 days a week, but they don't have time. How can someone scale up to go back to where they were from where they're at now?
Yeah, if you're working out 5 days a week, but you haven't been working out in months, and all of a sudden you're just, it's like if you're restarting,
right?
Which is where a lot of people are. Everyone is always, you're either starting over, restarting, however you want to say it.
Right.
And the longer you've been off track, the longer it's going to take to get that energy and everything back.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, I mean, if you were, I would start with 2 days. I mean, 2 days is better than not doing any days. And so if you could do 2 days and get consistent with doing that, and then add the third, and then, you know, if you want to do more than that. And so and maybe you worked out an hour. Here's one thing to keep in mind. So that it's so important that, what you do for fitness must fit in your life, but it's so important that we figure out how it fits. And so the whole problem when we get busy that we put fitness off until later, the reason that is so detrimental to us, because if you do it right, fitness should be the vehicle that makes everything in your life better. So whatever it is that you are taking so much energy when, whether it be new family responsibilities or whether it be your new job responsibilities, whatever it is, I know when I'm taking the best care of myself, if you want to show up as your best self with your family, with your job, with everything, fitness has to be a part of your life. So I bet you could echo this sentiment with me, but I know when I take the good care of myself, I'm a better husband. I'm a better friend.
Right.
I'm better at my job. I'm better at everything. It just overflows in all areas of my life. But if I don't adjust to life's changes and I get into the habit of putting fitness off till later and I just keep farther and farther out of shape, it overflows negatively in the rest of my life. And so then I'm not as good for my family. I'm not as good for my work. It overflows. And so that's why it's so important that you adjust and figure out how fitness fits in your life. There's no judgment on how it fits. It's different for every single person. I bet you can say for most of your clients, it's different how it fits in their life.
Absolutely.
You have a spectrum of how it fits in your client's life. So there's no wrong answer. It's just getting consistent is going to pay off right away in the other areas of your life. And then you can scale it up as you get more energy, get more strength.
Yeah. And I think what you said is makes perfect sense, right? So if someone was working out 5 days a week and then they stopped, it's going to take them a while to get back up to that point, but they can start somewhere. And you mentioned 2 days a week, which I agree with you. 2 days a week is better than 0 days a week. And then they could build up to 3 days a week, then 4 days a week, then 5 days a week, depending on what's realistic for them. But I completely agree with you that I think that it's really easy to look at what someone else is doing and say, okay, well, they're doing this thing. You know, they're working out 5 days a week for 2 hours a day. Therefore, I have to do it as well. And I can't. So, there's this disconnect, right? And so I think a lot of people struggle with that, again, with social media, what they see versus what's actually realistic and what they could actually do. Then also, what is their goal that they want to actually accomplish, right? Because there's also that, I think that disconnect between I want this thing, but then I'm not doing those things to get that thing, right?
Yeah, I think so how does fitness fit in your life right now? That's the first question. And so the second question can kind of help another detail of this. But the second question is how much accountability do I need right now?
Right.
And so if you're motivated for change, and so maybe you don't have the energy yet, and so you're restarting right now, but you have the motivation, then we got to use it for all it's worth, right? Mm-hmm. And drain everything out of it we can to get you started. But the more important something is to you, the more accountability you should put on yourself to be successful.
Right.
Like I ask any trainer and they're lying if they don't say they have some accountability in their life to reach their fitness goals. It's like, I know myself, I have a personal trainer, but even before, and I've had a personal trainer for 10 years, any personal trainer that's listening, if you haven't had your own personal trainer, get one. You deserve it. We do this for everybody else. It's so important. We know from our clients how important it is, but when you get one, it just adds a whole nother level of accountability. But so I always tell my clients, I share with my clients, you know, the accountability I have in myself. And so right now I have a trainer that trains me 2 times a week. I lead a boot camp on Saturday mornings. And so I do it with them. And so that I count that as another level of accountability. And then I hold myself accountable for one workout on Friday. So there's one workout a week I hold myself accountable to. And whenever I'm training for something harder, like an obstacle course or something, I have a buddy I normally do that with. And then we do another workout then together. But there's probably, if I'm being honest, there's probably three months out of the year when I am in such a good workout zone that I don't need a trainer as much, where I'm feeling strong, energetic. I can't wait for my next workout. And right. there's probably another 3 months out of the year where I have no motivation at all. And I need my trainer watching me do everything, or else I may not do it. Like if she's sick that day, I probably won't do my workout. Yeah. And then there's everything in between. And so it doesn't matter where you're at. It just, again, you have to be honest when you answer the question. But if mm-hmm. when you have really important goals, you're ready for change, but you're starting over, you may not have the self-accountability yet because you just right. don't have the energy yet. Right. You haven't got all the benefits of your workouts yet. So how can you add some accountability, whether it be a class, a workout buddy, a personal trainer, you know, whatever it is, how can you add some accountability? And that will help you get consistent right off the bat too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, they probably know in general what they need to do, right? If they want to lose body fat, you know, there's so many resources out there, so many workouts out there that you can try. But the accountability piece is definitely an area where people struggle. Because again, you have the motivation, you probably have the resources, but for some reason you're just not doing it right. And so that's where the accountability piece becomes really crucial. And I as a trainer, I completely agree. I have multiple sources of accountability for myself, right? So I have friends and my girlfriend. I have my own, you know, app that I track my workouts in and keeps me on track. I had a trainer until a couple months ago. And so, yeah, I think everybody needs accountability in some facet. Some people need more than others, but I think accountability is like that missing piece that people forget is crucial. They focus on nutrition and their workouts, but then they're not seeing results because they're missing that accountability piece, which again, everybody has, everybody needs, including trainers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like we overlook that we have a ton of accountability already right. in place with our job, with our family,
right?
You know, with all these things we have, like with something, plan A fails, we're going to find plan B, plan C, plan D right. when it comes to right. our job, when it comes to our family. But we don't naturally do that with our workouts or with fitness. And so we that's something we just have to, it's a learned behavior. We have to have practice and reps before we get good at it.
Right. Absolutely. So one thing I wanted to come back to when it comes to fitting fitness into your life. So if you're busy with your work and your career, I think you made a really great point, is that we're quick to adjust with work or family life or, you know, religion or all these different things that are life except for fitness. So how do you help your clients kind of get to that point where they see that, okay, I need to make adjustments in my life for fitness, like everything else?
Well, one thing, a lot of times, knowing how to help yourself going forward is look back and look at what failed in the past. Mm-hmm. And so most of my clients, the Make Fitness a Priority, the book series that I wrote, that was really me evolving as a trainer and me wanting to help people get long-term success, right? So when you work at a gym, when you started out, did you work at a gym or anything, at a big gym?
No, I just started working with another trainer and then just took that knowledge and just went online.
Yeah. And so that's great. A lot of people have that story. Mine started at a 24-hour fitness. And so I worked 4 years as a trainer at a gym there. And so when you work there, you get a lot of clients because there's a lot of right. members in a big gym like that. Right?
Right.
And I quickly realized that basically majority of people come to a trainer fueled by short-term motivation. Right? Yeah. There's right. something coming up they want fast results for.
Like a wedding
exactly. A wedding, vacation, reunion, something. Yeah. There's something coming up. And it's awesome helping people get those fast results and seeing how their confidence and their everything changes going into this event than what it would have been. But if you don't look past it, then once that date's gone, all the motivation to work out is gone. All their everything goes away. The results are eventually gone. And so right. I realized right away when I wrote the book, I wanted to help people get long-term success, not temporary success. And so I started changing my philosophy and everything about Priority Fitness, which is my studio that was named after the book series, is about long-term success. But after I wrote that, I was feeling so much better about myself as a trainer and my purpose, but people were still falling off track. And so when I had to take a little deeper dive, and this last couple years, I've realized that really what, in order for us to really help our clients with fitness, what we have to do is there's one thing that's fallen through the cracks. I mean, we teach our clients about how to work out. We teach them how to eat right. Right. And so a lot right. of clients, if you've had any kind of fitness help, you know these things. But right. why you fall off track is because you don't know how to adjust to life's changes. And so right. a lot of times to really learn this lesson, you have to take a look back at your past. And so there's one client I always use in particular because I have him from like my first year as a trainer through the end. And so, and he's just always, his story is just incredible, but he's a perfect example of how every time a life change happened, that's when you fall off track. And so if you've been in fitness for long enough, you definitely have people who have been in and out of your schedule, right?
Right.
And so
right.
where you've helped them get great results, and then you eventually get to a point where they've got it figured out. And so you have a plan for them to go on their own and they do it, but then some time goes by and they come back because they've lost those results and they need your right. help to get back. They come right. back as like embarrassed and ashamed, and they don't yeah. realize your shame is worse. Because you're like, what did I do wrong?
This yeah.
is something I missed. But every time, so my client, Josh, I first got him my first year as a 24-hour fitness, where it was after his first year as a teacher. So it was his first year with an adult job, he called it.
Okay.
And when he was in college, he never had to worry about what he did for fitness. He was always right. just in great shape, could eat anything right. he wanted, one of those guys, which many of us probably were in college. But then at his first year of teaching, with being more sedentary, he gained a lot of weight. And so he was the easiest success story. I just helped teach him how to exercise, teach him how to eat right, get a consistent routine, and the weight just came off of him really fast. And so he was in a great plan, went on. A couple years go by, and he came back, and he had lost all those results and needed my help again. And so this happened probably 5 times in our relationship. So mm-hmm. the first time, it was after his first teaching job, and so I got him into a workout routine over the summer when he was off, and then he had a plan for when school started back up again. The next time he came back, he was in a relationship now, a serious relationship. Yeah. And so he was single before, and he was still a teacher, but now he's a head coach of one sport and assistant coach of another in a big school. And so that's another big deal of responsibility, right? And so then the third time he came back, after he'd been on his own and lost the results, he was married, and he wasn't a coach anymore, but he was an assistant principal. And so if you know anything about that, you know that's basically the principal, yeah. but with less pay,
yeah.
right? And so very, very demanding job. And then the next time, he was married with one kid, another one on the way, he was the principal, and they're getting ready to be homeowners. So every time a big change in his life happened, and he didn't adjust when it came to fitness. He adjusted mm-hmm. when it came to his family and his career, but not to fitness. And so that's
right.
And so every time, I bet if you're listening, you can go back and look through your story. All the times you've fallen off track and kind of gotten out of fitness shape that you want to maintain, what changed in your life? It could be so many things. It could be you got married, could be you got divorced, could be you moved, could be you got injured. It's like, I know it doesn't take much. Sometimes I've had a back injury that's taken me out for 3 weeks, and just where you just can't do anything, and it's making you fall off track. It could be sometimes just the holidays between
right.
Thanksgiving and the New Year. I mean, that 6 week span can be
a big
killer
one.
With so much stuff coming up. And so what changed in your life? You can probably find it every time you've fallen off track for very long, and you didn't adjust to it. And so just learning that and being observant of it can help you going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I think not only looking at your past and learning from that, but that'll also help with future obstacles as well. And I'm sure you've encountered obstacles as well that, and I think with your experience, you've been able to adjust to those obstacles, such as like injury or, you know, family stuff or, you know, your career work stuff, right? And so we're able to make those adjustments for obstacles. But I do see people struggling with, you know, obstacle happens and then they just kind of fall off the bandwagon and they get back on. They get in the cycle of kind of yo-yo dieting, and they see results and they stop, see results, stop, and kind of go back and forth. So how do you help coach people through that in terms of looking at their past and then helping them overcome obstacles as they happen while they're working with you?
Well, first I would say that there's no reason to shame yourself. So like fitness professionals, one thing we hate about New Year's resolutions, it's crazy that when you think about it, it's crazy that we hate them because we are goal centered. We love
right.
goals, right? That's one the first thing we do when we meet our client normally is help them figure out what they want and
right.
and why. And so we help people set goals and have a carrot in front of them for a living. But we hate New Year's resolutions. And the reason we do is because it's all negative. it's all about the negative, and it's all painting failure as being negative. And so that, you know, like there's after 6 weeks into the year, you could probably name a stat that you'd know, everyone knows 6 weeks in the year, 90% of people fail or whatever.
Right.
And that just irritates a trainer because you just want to say, so what? Why? I mean, everyone's going to fail. It is inevitable. If you haven't been, if you're in the 10% in the after that 6 weeks, then good for you. But your time's coming. You're going to fail. You're going to miss a workout. You're going to go through the drive-through because you didn't plan ahead. There's going to be something that happens and you're going to fail. But failing doesn't stop your journey. Failing doesn't define you. What defines you is how you respond. So it's definitely one of my dad's words of wisdom growing up when I was an athlete, and I would lose a match in wrestling, and then I would if I didn't get my mind right, I'd lose the next one before I even started, right?
Right,
I'd still be thinking about the loss. But it's like, it's what you do next that counts. That's his words. Every time you made a mistake, it's what you do next that counts. How are you going to learn? How are you going to do better going forward? And when I think of that, is an important thing to remember in fitness, because fitness is being your best self and improving your quality of life with fitness has nothing to do with being perfect. You don't have to be perfect to do that. That's too high of a bar to set for yourself. But just know that there's going to be you. But through the failure, you can get better. And just like, I'm an avid obstacle racer. I think I started doing those about the time I became a trainer. And I think I fell in love with them just because of the obstacles and excuses, basically meaning the same thing. I think an excuse is really just an obstacle we haven't overcome yet. Right. And, you know, and you can have any sentence that has those words in it, and they're interchangeable. The sentence will mean the exact same thing, whether you use the word obstacle or excuse. And so try that sometime and you'll see, but it's exact same. But I think so every obstacle, it's a cliche saying where it's find a way or find an excuse, but it's really true. Every obstacle, you can find a way to overcome it, or you can let the obstacle overcome you. And so, and we're very good. This is another thing where it's our behaviors. We're very good when it comes to our career and our family of pivoting. It's like if plan A falls through when it comes to your job, you're going to find plan B, plan C, because you have to, right? You have to get something done.
Yeah.
But we don't think that way about fitness. And we have to learn. It's a learned behavior we have to get better at. But I always tell my clients, some of my best workouts, some of my best times in fitness have been when I've had to throw plan A out the window. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be curveballs. And so curveballs, basically things you can't plan for. So when you have clients, you definitely can get to know them and you can help them prepare for the obstacles you know are coming. But there's still going to be obstacles that you can't plan for. So like maybe there's bad weather. So you plan on doing your run in the morning before you go to work, and you get all ready, you set yourself up for success. You have your shoes ready, your workout clothes ready, your music playlist all set. And then you get up and you don't hit snooze. You get up and you go to the door, you open it, and it's pouring. And so now how are you still going to make fitness a priority? You have an obstacle. Are you going to run in the rain? You could. Are you going to go work out? Do you have a treadmill? Or are you going to be able to fit in later? How are you still going to do it? What's plan B? And then you may have to come to plan C, but you're going to have this 10 times throughout the course of the week. And as a trainer, we always ask how we did, but how our client did. I mean, did you get your workouts in? Did you do what we planned on? Did you cover our plan? And we're not always the best at saying, okay, why didn't you? How could you do better next time? Sometimes we take the excuse too easily, but part of our job of holding them accountable, why didn't you? How could you do better next time? And getting in that habit of getting our client to think that way is going to help make them better and better. But to answer that is a long-winded question, but the overcoming the obstacles, you have to learn to think of your workouts just like your most important meeting with your most important client, you know? I mean, you have to start having the same mindset you do with your job and your family, that it's what's plan B, what's plan C? How are you still going to make fitness a priority when the obstacles come?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I speak to fitness professionals or people who have kind of live and breathe fitness, that's something that they do organically, naturally, right? An obstacle happens, they'll find a way to still work out, still meal prep, right? And put, you know, put some focus still continually on their health and what they need to do. So I think part of it is just, you know, a learned behavior that you kind of have to do multiple times, and then you just kind of, it becomes a habit, right? So for example, if you know, I have a doctor's appointment that I have to go to, but I also want to go to the gym that same day, well, I'll adjust, right? It's just, to me, it's just easy. but it's not easy for other people. And it sounds like something that people have to kind of work on over a long period of time to get better at. And they have to just repeatedly just keep working on this skill to develop over a long period of time. And then it becomes like a natural habit.
Yeah. Yeah. I always tell any trainers that I'm working with, I always tell them, you know, this is easy for us, but right. we forget we're not normal.
Right.
You know,
right.
This isn't something that's naturally thinking for most people. And it helps right. because it is our job, right? For right. fitness. And so, but most people it's not. And so it is a learned behavior. And, but it's just like, thoughts can be relearned, behaviors can be relearned too. And so right. it takes practice, but anyone can be good at it. And it just right. takes about getting better every time. And, you know, coming back with a plan of attack to do better the next week always.
Yeah, absolutely. And you made a couple of really great points about people being able to pivot in many other areas of their life, except for fitness. And, you know, for example, if the daycare is closed and you got to do something with your kid, well, people are going to figure that out, right? And just going to naturally figure that out because they have to and they want to. But for some reason, fitness is in that category of, not a priority or, maybe I'll figure it out. Maybe I won't. So it's interesting to hear you talk about this because that's something I never really considered with my own clients about how they can pivot in other areas of their life, but not fitness, right? That fitness is in that other category of, I'll do it later, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that they already do always, right. whether they do it with work or they do it with their family. They already, you know, they already have that no matter what mentality, but right. they don't really have it for fitness. And so most people don't think that way, but they can. They right. know they can because of how they do it in other areas of their life. So they just have to learn to do it in fitness, and the rewards are worth it. I mean, it's something that takes some time and it's going to take a little bit of work to get better at it. But your reward for doing it is improving your quality of life across the board. And so that is right. the why.
Right. And I do want to get to some of the stuff that you're working on for your clients. So is there anything you wanted to promote? I think you mentioned you got a program or a book.
Yes. So makefitnessapriority.com. That is my website that you can go to. And on my website, it'll be easy to find, but I have a program right now as a mini course that is the fitness reset, basically. And so I have a formula that I call gain. So with the world focused on loss most of the time. So everything you see, especially in the next few months, this time of year, about how fast you can get results with right. so little work on your part and everything right. else. Pushing right. weight loss at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
That's why I chose GAIN, but it's an acronym, yeah. A four-step formula that basically has four parts to it, basically. But it's a fitness reset. And so it helps you. So my goal really, at this stage in my life, as I talked about how I've evolved as a trainer, I want to help my clients become fitness fishermen. And so what I mean by that, you probably heard the saying before, you know, if you give someone a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach someone to fish, you feed them for the rest of your life. And so, as I said earlier, we think we're doing that with fitness by teaching our clients how to exercise, teaching them how to eat right, teaching them healthy habits. What we're not doing is we're not teaching them how to deal with life's obstacles and life's right. changes. And we're not teaching them how to adjust to life's changes. And that's what the fitness reset button does. It's just it's a mini course. It's just going to teach you the easy formula. Just every time there's a change in your life, how you reset fitness so you can adjust to that change so that you don't fall off track. Or if you do fall off track, it's very short lived.
Right.
Not like the other times in your life when you look back and you see how you've fallen off track in the past. But it's a very cheap program, a mini course that just I feel like is very impactful and valuable. But you can find that at makefitnessapriority.com. And that is really the best way to get started with me if you liked anything you heard today.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. And your book, Make Fitness a Priority, or your book series, where can people buy that? Is it like Amazon or?
Yeah, all of them are on Amazon. So there's three books, Make Fitness a Priority, How to Win the Fight Against Your Excuses. That's the one that started it in 2015. And I have a 6-week workbook, and then I have a 30-tip book that I wrote with another trainer, actually my trainer. that we actually wrote over the pandemic. And so it's basically 30 tips, but it's just 30 of our most favorite fitness tips. And so the idea is that you'll go through it just one at a time at your own pace, knowing that if you try to, change too much at once, you change nothing. And so just trying to have one takeaway every time you sit and read your book for a little bit.
Oh yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Sounds like a really good, perfect timing for all those New Year's resolutions that people are going to have that we just kind of touched on earlier. So that sounds perfect. Are there last minute comments you want the audience to take away from this?
I think, but just the last thing to take away is knowing that if you're two things, if you're wanting to know where you get started, then go back to the first question: how does fitness fit in my life right now? So that's the first thing you do, and just know that no matter how well you're set up for success, whether you have the best trainer in the world or you have the best program in the world, you're still going to fail from time to time. And that's okay. There's nothing about fitness that has to be perfect, despite what you may hear anywhere. Everyone fails. And whenever you do fail, it doesn't have to end your fitness journey. You just how you respond is what makes you good at it. So what will you do next? It's what you do next that counts. And think of that the next time you fall off track.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect way to wrap the show. And I think that you dropped a lot of really good nuggets for people to take away from. So if you're listening, I think those are two excellent questions that you should be asking yourself. And Chad gave a lot of great tips on how you can kind of get back into fitness. And I like how you touched on about just starting with where you're at. So, for example, 2 days a week and then building on from there. So I think consistency piece is, like I said, is extremely crucial to anyone's fitness goals and success.
Yeah, absolutely. Always remember, if you're doing less, does not make it less of a priority. And,
right.
And, you know, it has to fit in your life if it's going to stay in your life. So that's the most important question. Answer it honestly.
Yep. I think that's a great point to wrap the show. And Chad, I really appreciate you having coming on this show. I think you gave like a lot of really good tips, and I think the audience is going to get a lot of great things out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So that wraps up today's episode, and thank you very much for listening, and make sure to check out Chad on the social media links in the podcast notes below. If you're a fan of the show, please do remember to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and to leave a review if you enjoyed listening. And until next episode, take care of yourselves, and remember, the best project you'll ever work on is you.